28,000 jobs. That's how many jobs have been lost in manufacturing in Texas since the start of the year. And if you ask Texas companies about the outlook, well, the word is pessimistic. Indeed, despite robust job growth across Texas last year, the forecast through the end of this year shows unemployment, well, shows employment virtually flat. What's behind the slump? And is there a way to beat it? John Diamond is a professor at the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. Professor, first, when we talk about manufacturing in Texas, what are we talking about?
Well, when you talk about manufacturing in Texas, you're talking about a wide variety of manufacturing jobs. Texas is ranked as the second largest manufacturing state by employment and output. They export. They're number one if you look at exports or value of shipments or capital investments. So it's a dynamic manufacturing state that really cuts across all sectors of the economy. Most notable, obviously, are machine and other types of jobs that supply the oil industry.
28,000 jobs since the start of the year. Is that sustainable? Where are those people going?
Well, I wouldn't call it sustainable. That's definitely a problem. And hopefully things will flatten out and we can start to get on a trajectory where we're adding jobs and not losing them. But we're kind of in the perfect storm as far as losing manufacturing jobs in Texas because oil prices are down. The dollar's very strong, which is going to limit exports. Mm-hmm. And the global economy is fairly weak.
We've talked a lot about the falling price of oil and the possible impact on Texas, but of course that cuts both ways. It also reduces prices for consumers. It lowers production costs for some manufacturers. How do you see this as a factor?
Well, for Texas, the lower oil price is a net negative. Yeah, there are some positives, but they get overwhelmed by just the sheer fact that we manufacture so many oil-related products. And so for the rest of the U.S., I would say it may end up, it's probably a net positive, but for Texas specifically, I think lower oil prices will hurt manufacturing employment.
It sounds to me like what you're saying on the manufacturing side, though, is as long as oil prices remain low, if in fact we're looking at a net negative there, our manufacturing sector is going to continue to take a hit, that we're in a way sort of we're locked in right there with the commodity prices.
I mean, I think that's true. That's definitely true for commodity prices. There are other things that could offset that, such as a weaker dollar or a strong global economy in which we were exporting other types of goods, manufactured food products. Technology products and stuff like that could offset the loss in the oil industry. But for Texas, low oil prices are going to be a net negative. Now, one thing that's really helped offset that recently is there's a chemical expansion, a boom in the chemical processing industry. And that has masked a lot of the pain from the current loss of jobs from the oil industry. If oil prices turn around, well, then everything will get a lot better and we'll have nothing to worry about.
John Diamond is a professor at the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. Professor, thank you.
You're welcome.